right, so today we're gonna we're diving into the world of Atari 8-bit homebrew.
Okay.
Which is always exciting. People are still making new stuff for this system.
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it?
It really is. We've got a new magazine here from ABUC.
The Atari Bit Biter User Club.
Yeah, the German Atari Club. And it's all about their 2024 hardware and software competitions.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so.
So new games, new hardware for the Atari 8-bit.
Yeah. Even today. Like, how cool is that?
That is very cool.
This is a system that came out in the late 70s.
It's older than we are. Well, maybe not you, but it's older than me.
It's up there. It's up there. I mean, it's really a testament to the longevity of these systems.
Definitely. And the dedication of the community, too.
Yeah.
I mean, to keep a system alive like this for over 40 years.
It's incredible.
It's got to take a lot of passion and ingenuity.
For sure. And this magazine, this is Sonder Magazine 54. It's in German.
Of course.
But we've got the translations for you.
Don't worry about it.
We're going to break it all down, all the good stuff, and talk about the games.
Yeah, what kind of games are we looking at here?
So we got platformers, we've got flight simulators, we've got...
Flight simulators on the Atari. That's impressive.
It really is. It really is. Yeah. There's even a project that's trying to bring USB to the Atari.
Wow. Now that's ambitious.
It is. And I mean, it just goes to show you like what these competitions are all about.
Shooting the limits.
Exactly.
Hmm.
They even have prizes for the winners.
Oh, really? What kind of prizes?
You know, I'm not sure about the specifics this time, but
okay.
We'll look into that. Maybe we can put that in the show notes or something. But yeah, so there's a real incentive for these developers to, you know, really bring their A game.
I bet they get bragging rights too.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Just to say, like, I won the ABUC competition.
Exactly.
And it's cool because, like, ABUC members, they actually vote on this stuff.
So it's like a community award.
Yeah. And the voting deadline is October 19th, 2024.
So we're a little bit early.
We are a little early, but
that's okay.
But that gives people time to check it out.
Yeah.
If you're listening and you want to follow along, you can go to abic.de.
All right.
And see all these entries for yourself.
That's cool.
Yeah. So let's jump into this software competition first, because there's a lot to unpack here.
Okay, let's do it.
Get ready for some serious blasts from the past with some futuristic twists. All right, so we're going to kick things off with the software competition. And there's some really cool stuff here, like Daimo's Underworld. It's a platformer.
Yeah, with a little frog.
With a little frog. So cute.
It's adorable. And he's got to collect sweets.
Oh, like a classic platformer kind of vibe.
Exactly. Yeah, it looks really charming, actually.
I like those. Those are always fun.
Yeah, and it seems like this Daimo character, he's been around.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this isn't his first game.
So he's like a recurring hero.
Yeah, kind of a legend in the Atari world.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so what else we got?
Well, let's see.
Something a little more action-packed.
How about Eat Me?
Eat Me. Okay, that sounds kind of intense.
It is. You're a little dot, right? And you've got these cannons, four of them, shooting at you.
Oh, no.
And you got to dodge the bullets.
That's a lot of pressure.
It is. And it gets harder. The levels get harder. The bullets get faster.
Oh, man. Good luck with that.
Yeah, it's a real test of skill, I think.
Those classic arcade vibes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay, what else?
Let's see. Oh, this one looks fun. QB Fox.
Okay, QB Fox.
It's this cute little fox, right? And he's doing the dab. Have you seen this?
Wait, the fox is doing the dab.
The fox is doing the dab. It's amazing.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's simple game, one button. You just jump and run.
Boom. Button on the Atari.
I know, right? But they made it work, and the sound is really cool.
Okay.
It's got stereo sound.
Wow. For an Atari game, that's impressive.
Yeah, it's really something.
All right. So we've talked about all the awesome games people are still making for the Atari.
Right. Some really creative stuff.
But now let's get to the hardware, because that's where things get really wild.
I know, right? Hardware hacking on a system this old.
It's mind-blowing. Like, we've got two entries here, and they're both trying to do things that you wouldn't think possible.
Like what? Give me an example.
Okay, so one of them is called Decent USB Host, and it's basically...
Decent what?
Decent USB Host.
Okay.
And it's trying to bring USB connectivity to the Atari.
Wait, USB on an Atari? How?
That was my first thought, too. But they're using a Raspberry Pi Pico.
Ah, clever.
Yeah. So it acts as like a bridge between the Atari and modern devices.
So you could hook up like a USB keyboard or something.
Yeah. Or a mouse, game pads, even Wi-Fi, apparently.
Wi-Fi on an Atari? What would you even use that for?
I think it's more about, like, transferring files and stuff.
Oh, I see. So no more cassette tapes.
Right. No more waiting, like, an hour to load a game.
Those were the days, weren't they?
Not really.
Yeah.
Okay, so the other hardware project is called VRHI, which stands for Virtual to Reality Hardware Interface.
Okay, that's a mouthful.
Yeah, it's a Bit of a tongue twister.
So what does it do?
It's all about speeding up the process of transferring programs to and from the Atari.
So making it faster to load and save games and stuff.
Exactly. Which is huge because, like we were just saying, those old methods were painfully slow.
Yeah, no kidding. I remember those days all too well.
So these are just two examples, but they really show you, like, the dedication and the creativity of this community.
It's inspiring, you know? It makes you wonder what else is possible.
Right. Like, what other old tech can we breathe new life into?
Exactly. And it's not just about nostalgia. It's about pushing the boundaries of what we thought these systems could do.
Absolutely. Well, that's about all the time we have for today's deep dive into the world of Atari 8-bit homebrew. We've seen some amazing software and hardware projects, and it's clear that the passion for this classic system is still going strong.
It's incredible to see what people are still creating after all these years.
And for our listeners, if you're interested in learning more about these projects or even casting your vote in the ABUC competitions, be sure to visit their website at abic.de.
And who knows, maybe you'll be inspired to dust off your old Atari and try your hand at some homebrew development yourself.
Now, that's a thought. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time for another deep dive into the fascinating world of tech and retro computing.